Hello, hello, yes, SOS, SOS, welcome to the podcast, we doing the best, bringing on the guests, where they sharing all the stories that ain't never been told, and I'm just doing the rest, hey, hey, from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows, we be sharing all the stories that is saving our souls, I'm your host Caesar, now welcome to the show, now in this episode.
I actually had like I call them like revelations or these experiences where I just realized important things about myself. We had a more positive outlook generally on our academic life at UChicago than we might be able to come out of it with a more positive attitude. Being on the gap year, working on it, helped me to really focus on what we were doing and really build our platform. Just like things are going to be okay. You just need to chill out a little bit.
Hi, everyone. My name is Caesar, and welcome to the SOS podcast, the podcast where you create your own meaning to everything we say. Today, we have UChicago in the house. I met this phenomenal person this past summer through our internship. She brought a lot of great vibes and always had the voice that lets you know everything was going to be all right. She is also a podcaster at the Kinda Sorta Brown podcast in UChicago. So you already know we had to bring her on board for that podcaster to podcaster connection. And it is my honor and pleasure to welcome Daisy Okoye into the show.
Thank you so much for that intro. Wow, the voice that you know calms everyone down. I like that. I haven't heard that one. I do like it though.
Yeah, you have that. You already know you have the podcast voice. And like, you know, it's just a soothing, calming presence, I would say. Yeah.
Okay. I will take it.
Yeah. So how has your semester been so far, Daisy? Any surprises this year or anything stood out to you so far?
Yeah. So UChicago, it does what UChicago does. I took a gap year last year. So Throwing myself back into academic life has been kind of challenging. I had to like relearn how to study and where my study spaces are and realized again that my study habits are trash. So I had to relearn new ones.
Yeah.
But overall, it's been really fun to just see all my friends again, make new friends, and just like be on campus, like with a community of people. That's always amazing.
That's so great. Yeah. I've had a few friends that took the gap year and like they're also adjusting back to that academic life. Mm-hmm.
It's not easy.
Yeah, I cannot imagine. I'm struggling as it is just coming back from online. But then you guys have like doing nothing or like doing no academic work over the past year. I feel like that's tough.
Yeah. It was very flexible. Like I had my part-time job, my part-time internship.
Yeah.
And then I had like my podcast and that project and some other volunteer stuff. But it was very much on my own time and I got to set my schedule and figure out when I wanted to do things. So just going back to academics where it's like, you have to do this at this specific time.
Yeah.
And if you don't do it, then you're kind of screwed. But I did kind of miss that structure over my gap year. So I feel good about transitioning back into it. It's just a little difficult.
Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, deadlines are always annoying. I wish deadlines were flexible, but hey, I guess we got to wrap up our degree at some point, right?
It has to end somewhere. Yeah. It does.
All right. Well, that's great to hear you getting back into the groove of things. And like I said earlier before we started recording, today I'm going to like cover with you a bit about like your time at UChicago, a little bit about what you're studying, and then a little bit of revealing your personality to the audience. And finally, a little game I like to call Take It or Leave It. But yeah, first and foremost, let's get started with UChicago. So personally, I don't know much about UChicago. I know a friend that goes there, but I haven't asked her many questions. So I guess this first question is, like, can you tell me a bit more about UChicago in general and a little bit more about what you're studying? So I know it's economics plus law and letters and society. So if you want to feel free to explain UChicago, I guess, culture, and then a little bit of more like, you know, maybe how that impacted what you're studying today.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, loaded question.
Yeah.
UChicago culture. I feel like I have to start with the thing that everyone hears about UChicago, if you have heard about UChicago, which is that it's the place where fun goes to die.
Oh, man.
it's pretty rough. I will say personally, that has not been my experience. I've made so many great friends here and taken so many great classes with great professors. And, you know, there's always something fun to do as long as you are actively looking for those things. Mm-hmm. So, for example, like I joined a dance crew during my time here, and that led me to so many fun opportunities. I ended up performing at World of Dance, which was like insane.
Yeah, wow.
And insanely stressful, but it was super fun. So, yeah, academic life, though, gets pretty rough for some people.
Okay.
I've been lucky enough to like find a support system and be able to like support my academic life with other things that also fulfill me. So it hasn't been too draining, even though there are those times like I'm taking a calculus class and I woke up at 4 a.m. to study for my midterm, which was at 9:30.
Oh, man.
So, you know, you just sometimes sacrifices have to be made.
Wow.
But yeah, so as you said, I'm pursuing majors in economics and law, letters and society, and specifically trying to go to law school in the future.
Okay.
So yeah, really interested in like the social sciences. And I'm also trying to make my focus area in the law, letters and society major kind of about gender and society, or mm-hmm. Gender and sexuality studies. I'm trying to take a bunch of courses in that area as well, because I want to focus my entire academic career on like women, labor and the law, because there are so many cool intersections there. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, that's just a little bit about. Right. Yeah. It's so cool. That's just a little bit about like what it is that I'm doing at the school in the first place.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. That's a great summary. I really like that fun goes to die. I feel like that is something.
It's a lot.
So that's a very interesting academic pursuit as well. I think that's like the first time I've heard someone go into like labor and gender study as well, kind of like that intersection. So pretty mm-hmm. cool there. And I'm wondering, like, you said like you've always wanted to have a career in that general area, but were you like sure you wanted to do that, I guess, coming out of high school? Or is that something that you discovered at UChicago? Or is it a program that UChicago offered and like you were like, okay, yeah, this is my thing?
Yeah, so the women, gender, sexuality studies, labor and law, that intersection definitely came about through my time at UChicago.
Okay.
I can't even say that I wanted to be a lawyer from like, you know, middle school. That was never me.
Okay.
It just so happened that the things that lawyers are doing and the things that you do when you're interacting with the legal field, whether it's understanding rule structure, and I won't get too technical, but just the different processes that are involved in being a lawyer are things that I just generally enjoy doing and that I find myself doing my everyday life. So that's kind of what drew me to law. And I also did mock trial in high school, so there was that.
Mm-hmm.
But with the intersection of women, labor, and law, so I love hearing about what people do for work. It's like one of my favorite things to ask and to hear about.
Okay.
Because we go about our lives, and work is such an important, integral part of what we do every day.
Yeah, yeah.
If we want to support ourselves, we want to sustain ourselves, we go to work. So I love hearing about like how people got to where they are in their careers, and if it's where they want to be, or if there are things in it that are fulfilling to them and that are not fulfilling to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the part of women came in because, like, obviously, like I grew up seeing my mom work and having to, you know, transport two kids to and from school, and then three kids, and really trying to understand what her experience was as a mother, like a working mom, and how difficult that was. And I'm just really interested in doing more research into what that experience is and how maybe the government can support women in their pursuit of specific like work activity. That whole area is very, very interesting to me.
Yeah, that is a lot of combinations, but I think that is very awesome. Yeah. I mean, lawyer.
Yeah, taking on a lot at this point, but hopefully it works out.
Yeah, no, but that's awesome. Like, I hear the passion in your voice, so that's always great. You know, I feel like in college, we always struggle about like, is this really what I want for myself? And is mm-hmm. this, or is it just something I've been told? Definitely sounds like you've done like your work like internally, I guess, to like fulfill this area in your heart and your mind and your soul to like go about this. Yeah. That's really great.
Yeah. It took a lot. I actually had like I call them like revelations or these experiences where I just realized important things about myself. And I had one of those in the beginning of the school year. And then I had another one, which kind of like balanced the first one out. And that's kind of how I got to this, you know, women, labor and law thing. Mm-hmm. And because all of the pieces were always there throughout my life, there was a running theme, but I just couldn't connect the dots until that point.
So, gotcha.
I'm really happy that I was able to finally.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. So I guess a little bit similarly, but a bit different, focusing more on UChicago and how you've adjusted so far, would you say that there's something extremely positive or extremely negative that stands out to you while you've been there or from what you've heard from other people that you'd like to discuss?
So let's see. I guess I'll start with extremely negative. So when I think about maybe things that I don't like as much about the school or things that are consistent throughout my experience is that I'm not exactly sure whether it's because the courses are extremely rigorous, because UChicago does like to pride itself on its rigor.
Okay.
Or whether it's just the fact that, you know, UChicago students come in knowing that it's a difficult place to create your academic life. But there's just this kind of overbearing sense that UChicago is a difficult school, which I'm sure is true for a lot of different points. But, you know, I think if we had a more positive outlook generally on our academic life at UChicago, then we might be able to come out of it with a more positive attitude.
Okay.
Because even like I had a TA my first year who came from Columbia, and he was talking about the difference between Columbia and UChicago in terms of students talking about their coursework. And he was like, yeah, UChicago students just, they complain a lot more than any other student that I have interacted with in undergraduate life. So I'm, again, not sure if it's like, because it's actually just more rigorous than most other institutions, or if it's kind of just like a self-fulfilling prophecy. But there's that.
Okay.
And then on the positive end, I've just had really good experiences forming community on campus. I'm involved with a bunch of different cultural organizations, like the African Caribbean Student Association and the Georgiana Rose Organization. Mm-hmm. Which is specifically tailored for Black women. And then, of course, the podcast Kind of Sort of Brown, which is focused on the stories and experiences of Black and Brown people. So being able to focus on those elements of my identity and my life at the school with people who are similarly motivated and similarly interested has been very, very fulfilling. And I don't know, I wake up every day excited to talk to them more. So that's one of my most positive experiences.
That's so amazing. Yeah, I definitely agree with you on the organization side. I feel like that's what definitely keeps me grounded here at Penn, because like it's just the people that make up these organizations. They keep you motivated, wanting to go. But very interesting that, you know, that negative experience of like basically like always being a pessimist. That's what it sounds like to me. A pessimistic academic culture, I guess I would say. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, I feel like maybe it has to do with our generation as well. Kind of like, you know, like we kind of have that pessimism in us just because we see all the bad things around the world type of thing. So maybe, but that's kind of crazy. I didn't know that at all. So yeah.
Maybe it is like kind of a result of our generation, at least partially, because we do understand more of, you know, the things that these institutions have done in the past and how it affects our everyday lives and the everyday lives of the people around us in the community. Mm-hmm. Like UChicago specifically is in Hyde Park, which is in the south side of Chicago.
Okay.
So there are things like the Case for Reparations at UChicago, which basically discusses UChicago's impact on the Southside community and the wrongdoings that have been done and everything like that. So now that we're more cognizant of everything, that could definitely contribute to the pessimism.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. But yeah, that's interesting to think about. I hadn't really connected the two very much.
No, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's definitely also a thing here at Penn. I think our issue is like pilots, paying pilots. So paying payments in lieu of taxes, since like we're like a tax-free institution or whatever.
Yeah, so, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend who goes to Penn and she's a third year now.
Yeah.
And she mentioned that Penn doesn't pay property taxes.
Yeah, it's
insane
crazy.
To me.
It's crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's things I feel like that maybe it's just embedded in institutions, just like feeling like they don't have to contribute beyond like importing and exporting students, I guess. It's a little sad to think about, but hey, I mean, you know, we make the best out of our life, I guess we can say. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Thanks.
So thank you for sharing that. That's really awesome. Got to learn a little bit more about your Chicago culture and things like that. So now I know if I ever visit, what to expect at least.
Don't let me deter you.
No.
Don't let me deter you.
It's all good. It's all good. So yeah, I'd love to hop into some now personality type questions. You gave me a lot on the Google form, so thank you for that. I have a lot to work with here. So yeah, these are going to be a little bit shorter, but you can definitely feel free to speak on it as much as you want. So first one is that you told me you're from New York. You're a New Yorker. And I'm wondering, like, does this shine through for you in your personality at all? Or, like, have you tried to suppress that New Yorker in you?
That is so funny. Okay. So I don't know if I mentioned this in the Google forum. I think I probably did. But I'm not from the city.
Okay.
I'm from, like, 2 hours up from the city, specifically downstate. I have to say that because people have to know that downstate is not the same as upstate New York.
I've heard that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you. But in general, okay. Do I think that I definitely don't. That's a great question. Okay. So I think it's possible that I suppress only the parts of me that are a little too honest.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
I feel like that's a characteristic of coming from New York. Like, everyone knows, people generally know what they want. And they have a pretty clear idea of like the things that they like and the things that they do not like, which is maybe just the nature of the city. Like, people are very focused, very driven.
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to be pretty honest in my opinions and the things that I say to people. And sometimes, you know, they don't need to hear
everything. Yeah.
So I have to tone it down a little. But otherwise, like the other parts of me being from New York, like I can handle the cold. So, you know, you Chicago weather.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's brutal.
It just is what it is, right? And then, yeah, also just living in Chicago and getting to go down to the city. Chicago, I will say, feels like New York, but cleaner. So
okay.
There is that.
Okay.
But I really have enjoyed like being able to experience both kind of urban environments and metropolitan areas. It's been really, really fun. So it's cool to see the similarities between Chicago and New York and then like what is actually very different about the city.
Yeah, that's great. No, I feel like definitely like a city prepares you for a city no matter where it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Yeah. The next one is that you mentioned that you took a gap year, and I've had a few people that I know that also hopped on here that said they took a gap year, and the one theme I see is like it helped them grow as a person. I was wondering if you could talk a bit to that, and also I was wondering if your podcast, did you pick that up over the gap year as a project? And if you could speak a bit on that.
Yeah. So everyone that you brought on that said that the gap year gave them growth or their opportunity to grow was completely right.
Okay.
Like, so I will say that my gap year wasn't really intentional.
Mm-hmm.
So fall came around, September came around last year, and I fully planned to go back, but my financial aid was kind of bad. So I decided to not go back. And I ended up doing like a bunch of like internships and volunteering and working on the podcast, which I'll get to a little later on your next question. But all of that stuff really helped me grow. But even like the non-position things that I did. So getting to spend more time with my brother, getting to spend more time with my family, like go on walks around our town and like go to different restaurants, all of that really, really helped me to feel closer to everyone in my life, at least in my immediate family.
Yeah.
And it helped me get a lot closer to my little brother, who's like 13. He's in middle school. So I'm glad that we're getting to keep up that relationship. And yeah, so the podcast is one of the things that I picked it up the summer after freshman year. So summer of 2020, I picked it up. Being on the gap year working on it helped me to really focus on what we were doing and really build our platform. So yeah, that definitely helped a lot. And I guess dive into a little bit about what the podcast is, because I've mentioned it a couple times at this point.
Self-promotion.
Podcaster to podcaster, self-promotion. Yeah, my podcast is we're on a team, so I don't really want to say mine.
Okay.
But it's called the Kinda Sorta Brown Podcast. It is under the University of Chicago's Public Policy Podcast System, so under the Harris School of Public Policy. And we are a podcast that focuses on the experiences of Black and Brown people and the intersection of those experiences with like politics and society. Intersectionality is something that we try to focus on as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really, really broad, you know, spectrum of topics to dive into.
Yeah.
A really large umbrella. So with each season, we focus on a specific aspect of what those experiences might look like. So for example, this season that we're doing right now is called Art Life Resistance, and it's our fifth season. So, you know, we've been at it for a minute. So with this season, we are trying to show people how the experiences of Black and Brown people, Black and Brown artists, people experiencing that art can kind of drive and be a motivating force for social movements, and social movements then can, you know, lead to even more art being created. If we're talking about, for example, the Black Lives Matter movement last year, and how much music people put out, how much art people put out during that time, and as a result of that time, even into now, just kind of diving into not only the art that came out last year, but the fact that this is a recurring theme. This is something that continues to happen throughout our society. Mm. So that's what this season is about.
Wow.
We dropped an episode like Thursday.
Okay.
If you want to check it out.
Plug it in.
Thank you. And one other thing I do want to mention is that we are an award-winning podcast.
You know, I was about to say, you know? My bad for leaving that out. Award-winning.
Yeah, I shouldn't leave that out. It's definitely not the most important part of what we're doing, but like our team has worked so hard. So I definitely need to plug. We were recognized by Spotify and NPR. So there's
something
that.
Something light.
But yeah, so that's the podcast team. There's 9 of us, and so much work goes into this. So just want to show love to my team as well.
That's really great. No, yeah, I mean, be proud of your work. I mean, if you put the effort in, you got to get recognized. Mm-hmm. So for sure, award-winning podcast. Definitely plug it in.
Exactly.
In the description. So yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. That's great.
Awesome.
Oh, I should also mention that my position on the team is I'm the head of content creation. So basically leading script writing, different workshops, and helping to, you know, help the different hosts of each episode edit the script so that it makes the most sense to a listener.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah, definitely doing a lot more than I am. So that's probably why you got an award and I don't.
I don't know how you do this. I don't even know what this platform is that we're using.
It's all good. Yeah. All right. And then finally, the last question that I got from the Google form is like, you are into dancing and music production as well. And I guess this is just out of curiosity. Would you ever consider these hobbies as a side gig? So maybe like as a DJ, would you ever pick it up? Would you ever be a dance instructor in another life or something?
That is a good question. So, okay, let me explain a little bit.
Okay, okay.
Because I'm not like a full-fledged producer like that.
But,
yeah, all right. You know, I mess around FL Studio every once in a while.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this maybe a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. But I did like drop, and I say quote unquote dropped an album, but it's just for me to listen to. So like no one else has ever heard it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I have been interested in like making music for several years now. I just didn't really know how to start. It's really hard.
Yeah, it
and
is.
You can like look up stuff on YouTube, but
it's hard.
If you don't know the platform itself, it's hard to start.
Yep.
So I worked up the courage to like purchase FL Studio, and I've just been playing around with it. I haven't gotten around to it in a minute, but it's just really fun. And I also like, I used to write poetry in high school,
mm-hmm.
so that helps with writing lyrics.
Of course,
and so I had the lyric element. I just needed to figure out how to produce the actual music. So dance. Again, like I never really took formal dance classes. I was the kid who after school, I would just turn on music full blast and dance alone by myself. But that, and I would learn choreography from YouTube and things like that.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
That, yeah, just you know, something like and so that helped me to actually get into my dance crew. I mentioned World of Dance. That was the first real performance I ever did, which was literally insane. And I was so nervous.
That's crazy.
But would I ever, it was really crazy. Would I ever consider doing music production? Have you ever seen The Get Down?
I have not, unfortunately.
Okay. Because it's like the foundations of hip hop.
Oh,
right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
And there's this whole thing on DJing or MCing. I think it's DJing.
Okay.
So I don't know. I would love to learn how to DJ, but I could not do it as a side gig. I don't think that's a lot of pressure. Like you basically set the mood of the entire function. That's kind of crazy. and then dance instructor. I'd rather just go to workshops. Like I don't want to make these things my job because then I'm afraid I would enjoy it less.
Okay,
if that makes
gotcha.
Sense.
That makes sense.
But yeah, I would definitely do it as like, you know, some on the side that I do as a hobby.
Okay.
Very fun.
You think if you ever like committed to it, I guess after your career, let's say, would you like set up like a studio or would you set up like a dance studio?
Oh, for sure. If I have the funds.
Yeah.
I would buy like a little DJ table.
Okay.
You know, because I want to learn how to do it old school.
I don't want to do the laptop thing.
Yeah, I would definitely do that. That's a bucket list item.
Okay. That's great to hear. Yeah. I mean, I definitely share that same passion for music. I tried music production like off of YouTube as well, but nah, it's just too much.
It's hard.
Maybe it's after college, once I have more time, maybe I'll get back into it. Be like Kanye 5 beats a day for 3 summers. You know what I'm saying?
Does he really do that?
I mean, that's what he dropped that on like a song. It's something like, or 5 beats a week for 3 summers. I mean, he's Kanye, so I believe him. Yeah.
I mean, who are we to say that Kanye isn't telling the truth?
Yeah. All right. That was great. I feel like we definitely got a lot out of that. And so.
I think so.
Yeah. And I'd love to wrap it up with this final portion called Take It or Leave It. It's a fun little mini game where basically I'm going to give you a little prompt and you can only pick one of the things in that prompt.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest you got to let go out of existence, basically. So first one is you mentioned you love spicy food. So
I do love spicy food.
You can only pick one spicy food for the rest of your life, and all the other meals would be basic and normal. No spice, no spiciness in them. What's your pick for that one meal, that one spicy meal?
Wow. That is really a lot. Okay.
What are you currently thinking of options right now?
So My parents are Nigerian. I'm Nigerian. Okay. And I don't think I could give up like a good spicy rice and stew. Mm. You know.
Okay.
I don't think I could give that up. But then I was also thinking, my family loves to go to California Pizza Kitchen.
Oh yeah.
And we love getting the spicy Chipotle chicken pizza. Mm. It's like a staple in my household. So.
It's tough.
I have to go the rice and stew. That's like homemade.
Homemade is the way to go always.
And you can't do any better than that.
Oh man. So now you'd have to get a basic pizza for the rest of your life.
I know.
You get to keep the stew. Mm. Okay. Sounds great. Next one is that you said you are an avid lover of Spotify. It's your favorite social media platform.
It is.
So if Spotify wasn't a thing, where would you go for music? And then where would you go in general, like social media, I guess? So okay. I have a few options here, YouTube, Apple Music, Amazon Music, SoundCloud, but maybe you have another platform of your own you'd love.
Okay. So my first thought was like, was definitely SoundCloud, actually.
Okay, surprising. Surprising, but yeah.
I'll like preface this by saying I started off with iTunes, right? Yeah. But this was back when like iTunes Radio was free. Mm. And the second they started making you pay for things, I was like, why would I do this? Mm-hmm. So I started using SoundCloud. Like for 6 months, I used solely SoundCloud.
Okay.
And it did what it had to do, but then it just got super inconvenient, so I started using Spotify. So I think if I had to, I'm going to stick with SoundCloud.
Okay.
You know, I might be forced to use Apple Music, but otherwise, I think SoundCloud probably.
I feel like SoundCloud is underrated, but it's more for like underground type of thing. But still, SoundCloud ain't that bad. Like,
it is. It's not that bad. People don't give it a chance.
Yeah.
What was the other part of
this? I guess question? Like if you said it's your favorite social media, so I'm wondering like if it wasn't, like what other platform would you go to? I'm assuming like you meant like Instagram, Twitter type of thing.
Yeah. So I think it would be Instagram. I try not to use, I don't really use Instagram that much anymore.
Okay.
Because it just like doesn't spark joy.
Yeah.
But it is used a lot for like organizational things. Yeah. So
okay.
Probably would stick with that.
Awesome. Sounds good. And then finally, you said that horror movies are actually not that scary and they are below average. So since you think horror movies, you know, are bad, you know, which is the only horror movie that you would keep, I guess, or I don't even know if they scare you, but I guess like which one's the one you would keep?
Okay. So I think, I don't know if this is a hot take, but most horror movies are not good. I don't know if you've ever sat through a bunch of horror movies.
Yeah.
They're just like average. They're super average. And then, so when I say not good, I mean like the storyline is not super compelling, and then I'm not really scared at the end.
Okay.
So
fair enough.
That's kind of what I qualify as a good horror movie. Is it like it has to be compelling and it has to actually scare me?
Okay.
So if I had to keep one, easy. I'll just keep Get Out. I'll keep Get Out because, you know, compelling storyline. I was genuinely like emotional during that movie. Like everything was there.
Okay. Fair enough.
So I'll just go with that one.
Yeah. I feel like modern horror is kind of changing a bit, which I think it's changing for the better. It's like slashers aren't a thing anymore. Like
yeah,
it's more like psychological thrillers now.
Right. I love the psychological thrillers, but you have to do it right.
Exactly.
Because if you don't do it right, something's falling flat, and then it just doesn't
work.
You
can't just say, oh, it was all in their head this whole time. Like, nah.
No, you can't. You can't do that.
All right. That's great. Great to hear that part. So that basically wraps up today, but I always love to leave some time at the end. If you want to plug something, if you want to give some advice for anyone listening, if you just want to reflect on your moments up to this point in your life, to be honest, it's like a free flowing, whatever you want to talk about. Feel free to promote, feel free to reflect, give advice, whatever you want.
Yeah. Okay. So first thing I have to promote, you know, one more time, shout out to Kennison. please feel free to follow us on all social media platforms at Kinda Sorta Brown. And that's KINDASORTA and then Brown, BROWN.
Boom.
And yeah, we drop episodes every 2 weeks, and that's on Thursdays. So definitely look out for our season, Art Life Resistance. And then otherwise, like, I'm always down to talk. If you want to chat, feel free to, like, reach out to me on social media. I will go on Instagram only for you. And, yeah, so definitely if you want to chat, if you want to maybe, like, have a conversation, always down for that. And in terms of advice, I don't know. I feel like just, like, things are going to be okay. You just need to chill out a little bit. And maybe this is for my UChicago friends, but things are really going to be okay. And yeah, just take care of yourself. Stay hydrated. I have a note right above my laptop that says drink water because I'm always dehydrated.
I need that.
So I feel like, yeah, I figured I would tell everyone else to do that too. But otherwise, yeah, thank you so much for having me, Caesar. This was super fun.
Oh, thank you, Daisy. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.
Bye.